Deschutes County commissioners are looking to hold more controlled burns to manage the forest growth near the Bend area. But the state is concerned about the increased smoke that could mean for the area. Is there a way to strike a balance between possible smoke intrusions and managing our forest growth? I'm Kelly Blyer, and that's the focus of today's Take 5. The fire season just finished, and it was a tough one for the state and region. The summer started out with a devastating Two Bulls fire near Sisters that burned more than 6,000 acres. That's what these controlled burns are supposed to avoid. So the Deschutes County Commissioners recently asked state environmental officials to loosen the air quality rules that they felt were too stringent. Prescribed burns were being canceled. Deschutes County Commissioner Alan Unger.
It seems like the policy is no smoke. And when you try to do a scale prescribed burn, like on a 200-acre area, and you're upslope from a community, it's just going to happen. So how do we allow ourselves for that minimal predictable so we can get away from these uncontrolled burns like the Two Bull and Pole Creek fires?
The commissioners felt smoke from controlled burns is better than smoke from wildfires. The state has no plans to change its burn plan, but wants to work with federal agencies to allow more burning.
The Forest Service wants to double the pace and scale, so they want to have twice as many burns to get more defensible space. But right now, the burn bosses, those people who put these prescribed burns together, are concerned and are going to slow down that pace and scale because they haven't figured out how to manage this intrusion problem.
We provide weather forecasts, and we also provide instructions on how much burning can take place.
That's meteorologist Nick Yonker with the Oregon Department of Forestry. It's his job to figure out when the Forest Service can burn.
Well, we have plenty of weather information that we work with. The idea is to try to burn it when the mixing is good, so the smoke lifts upward, and also have the winds or the transport wind that would blow the smoke a certain direction, move it out and away from Bend. That can be done oftentimes quite well during the daytime. The concern is that if there's enough smoldering that occurs at night, then the smoke can drain back down into Bend, and that's been the difficult situation is dealing with the residual smoke that could get back into Bend overnight.
A couple weeks ago, state and federal officials met in Bend to discuss these controlled burns.
That's very clear in the meeting. We all pretty well recognize that, and we just all want to work together and cooperate to try to get this done and try to do it within the existing smoke management plan.
Commissioner Alan Unger.
You know, these are probably on our table because they take the federal rules, adopt them to the state of Oregon, create a smoke management plan, and we get caught in these tight set of rules that don't allow for flexibility for things like we're trying to do now, and it's just frustrating.
But Nick Yonker feels they can strike a compromise that will allow them to burn more.
That's very clear in the meeting. We all pretty well recognize that, and we just all want to work together and cooperate to try to get this done and try to do it within the existing smoke management plan.
Decades ago, Bend residents were more interested in keeping the air pristine than burning off growth in the area's forests. Now, after some devastating fires, we're more concerned about holding these controlled burns to prevent these large wildfires than smoke intrusion. Expect more of these burns this fall. For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer on FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.